Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Hey there. Do you know how valuable you are? Do you know how valuable you are? I asked this question about 2 years ago, live, during the lockdown, during the pandemic. And this question is coming up again because of what's going on in the world, all the trauma going on in the world that happened from the pandemic, other things during the pandemic, even with things opening all up and we're all back to so-called normal in some ways, it's not. And we won't ever go back to what it was before. And through all of this, how has this affected you? How are you doing? How are you doing with your life now? And with what's going on over in the Ukraine? Do you know how valuable you are? Do you find that you discount yourself, comparing yourself to, well, my life isn't as bad as what's going on in the Ukraine? And, well, my life isn't as bad as this, or at least this, or at least that. I did a live interview the other day with a wonderful lady named Mary Potter Kenyon. And we were talking about dealing with grief, that one of the things to not say to people who are grieving is, at least. It discounts what you're going through. So don't say at least to yourself. I was talking with someone earlier today and remembering one of the ways that I used to attack myself because I didn't value myself because of the trauma wounds in me. Oftentimes that is why a person will devalue themselves, because trauma strips us of our sense of value, our sense of identity. It puts fear in there and all kinds of other things. And that was my problem, multiple traumas. But I was remembering, because I had forgotten, it's been a long time, hallelujah, praise God for that. There was a time when I used to bite my fingernails until they bled. And then I would keep biting them. And I would rip my toenails off of my toes until they bled. I self-harmed. That was a way of self-harming. I remember the year that I turned 30, the same year I changed my name. If you haven't heard that story, go and hear the premiere episode on Victorious Souls Podcast, the very first episode. You can hear my name story. That year, I stopped biting my fingernails. They were long and I painted them. It was amazing. I changed my name because I was dealing with the trauma. And that's why I'm asking you, how do you value yourself? Do you see your value? You have great value. I use the word inherent a lot for that value. You were created in the image and likeness of God. You're a human being. You were created in the image and likeness of God. I believe that. And that gives you great value. You have great value right where you are, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what you have done, no matter how you feel about yourself, that value is there. And if you will dare to see that and dare to own that and dare to value yourself enough to start dealing with whatever is in the way there, because there's a reason we feel the way we feel. It doesn't just happen. Babies are born loving themselves. Something happens that causes us to stop loving ourselves and to start loathing ourselves, hating ourselves, attacking ourselves, and harming ourselves. There's a reason. And if you are in one of those, any any measurement of that, I want to encourage you, do something about it because you matter. You were born to thrive. No matter what is going on in your life, there is a pathway to victory. There is a way to heal. There is a way to thrive. It's not magical. It's not instantaneous. But you can be happy if you will do that, if you will take action and dare to give value to yourself and dare to deal with whatever is in the way, whether it's something small and you're discounted, which is why it won't go away. Because if we won't deal with something, we won't heal from it. And so much of the time, it's because we discount something and compare it to something else. Like I brought up earlier, the war in the Ukraine. Well, I live in America, you know, and I live in this country where it's all safe. And so my problems aren't as big. It doesn't matter. You're not over there. You're where you are. And so I want to encourage you to do what you need to do so you can be happy, so you can thrive. And then you can feel good about yourself and you can grow and then you can be part of the solution for someone else like I'm doing. Now, there was a time when my husband and I were so poor that we had a rock shoved underneath our furnace because it shook the whole house. And we were on government stuff. And I mean, that's a whole nother thing. You want to know that story, then get my book, Emerging with Wings, and you can hear that story. But now we give money to help people. I was able to send money to help the people over in the Ukraine to someone that, you know, our church, they know this person who is personally involved in helping, not just sending it out to just some, you know, random organization, which that could be good too. You know, the Red Cross and all kinds of other things, they're good organizations. I'm not knocking them. But I like having a personal investment in helping people. So it was such a joy to be able to send money to someone who's a real person, who's really helping the people who are fleeing from the Ukraine. But I would have never done that had I not addressed my self-loathing, my self-hating, and the trauma wounds in my soul and gotten value to bring myself into a whole new part of my life. And so I ask again, do you know how valuable you are? Do you know that you are so valuable? And if you don't, I implore you to do something to find that value so that you can thrive in life. And I have many ways that I can help you. I would love to help you, like I said. I love having a personal investment in helping people. There's so much joy in helping other people. It's even something I encourage people to do. If you're feeling crappy about yourself, having a bad day, do something to help someone else, and that will make you feel better. It is kind of magical when that happens like that. But I have many ways I can help you. Go to my website, DanielleBurnock.com. I have many of free resources that you can get if you're struggling financially. I have my podcast, Victorious Souls Podcast, which this will be on the podcast eventually. And that also is free at this time. And I have so many other things I can help you with. I have my books, I have my courses, I have my coaching, and you can access all of that at my website. I have a short little audio course called the 7-Day Challenge to Love Yourself, where you get coaching, and in 7 days, it will completely change how you look at yourself. In 7 days, it's $27. Oh my goodness, you can't go out to breakfast for that. So, and you can get coaching to go along with it if you like, because I would love to help you because you have great value, and I want you to know that because it will change your life. And so for those of you who don't know me, I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com. Love yourself from Survive to Thrive, that lady on the internet who loves you. Until next time, I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further. So please visit us at DanielleBurnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.